Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, coming up in just about a half an hour at 9:30 tomorrow on this show. It is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. We got our first look over the weekend, thanks to TMZ, at Nicolas Cage as John Madden in that upcoming film, which I think is about EA Sports. If you're watching on Twitch or you're watching on YouTube, that is what Nick Cage looks. I'm assuming, is that a fat suit chime, or did he go full method acting and gain 50 or 60 pounds?
No, that has to be a fat suit.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm offended by that.
There will be people that will be.
There will be people that will be.
Of course.
Why?
Because they'll be like, oh, you could just do all the good fat actors out there. You can't get somebody to play it that's a real fat person.
Right. Who? Like Robert Downey Jr.
Kevin James.
Yeah. John Goodman.
I don't know.
Like
no, John Goodman's not fat no more. That's the problem. There's no more fat actors.
Ozempic changed Hollywood.
Who's the really good actor who's in The Whale?
Brendan Fraser.
Right, but I don't even think. Oh, he did.
He gained a ton of weight from The Whale.
He but he had to apologize too, if I recall.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. Because who was the one person that they were all upset because they gave her prosthetics for playing a fat woman, and they were all mad because she's not really fat? I can't remember who it was, but oh yeah. I what's his role? So the movie's about the Madden video game?
Yes, I believe. Okay. I believe. Similar to the film, the Nike film.
Okay.
Which was
Air.
Yeah.
Which that was so
great.
Good. Yeah.
Great movie.
So you might not
If you were looking at sports, like portrayals in film of iconic sports people, who would you say has done a great job? Like, I would say, and it's interesting because he was Instagramming Jerry Jones this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that portrayal of, did he play? No, sorry.
Jamie Foxx, you were getting
Jamie
ready.
Jamie Foxx did a great job as the singer.
Ray Charles?
Ray Charles.
Right, but that's not a sports movie. You're just saying.
But like seeming like somebody who's.
Have you watched the Aaron Hernandez?
I have not watched that.
Because
on Netflix.
I've heard great things. I've heard that it's been very well done. People
really?
Are liking it. So, I mean, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
So you're saying somebody who could portray so like. The movie about Queen, the kid who played Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Or, Rami Malek.
Yeah, right. Or the Tyler.
A texter says Will Smith was great as Muhammad Ali.
Yes. Or the kid who played Elton John. The one with the kid from Dune.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. He looks like he really looks good as Bob Dylan. If you look at the trailer, he really he's portrayed really well. So I guess, but is Nicolas Cage kind of like, I didn't see the movie Air, but the Michael Jordan character just kind of popped in and popped out, right?
Yeah.
So is that what Nicolas Cage is like?
I'm assuming.
I'm assuming that's
what the movie is, because it's mostly about the game element of it.
And Brandon Fraser did have to apologize or react to the Obesity Action Coalition for the fat phobia created in the making of Whale with the fat suit.
Mm.
Okay.
Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks.
Oh, excellent.
This is our time.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Pretty good.
And they're saying the actress that maybe you were thinking about was Gwyneth Paltrow in Shallow Hal.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
Oh, she had to apologize for that?
I think so, because she maybe like wore a fat suit or something
like
that.
Yeah, she did.
Who the hell knows?
Every movie should just begin with a perfunctory, "We're sorry." And then just go to the film.
I thought you were going to ask what sports figure would you want to see them make a movie about? Like that, maybe they haven't. Wouldn't Tiger Woods be a good movie? Or if they've never made a movie about him?
No,
right?
They haven't.
The HBO one is excellent, the documentary, but not a dramatic depiction.
Like a Brady movie, you know?
Well, they made 80 for Brady.
There's a
great movie.
Great movie.
There's a Brady drama series coming, which but not a feature film.
I would say Belichick would be a good one.
Yeah, Bill would be definitely a good one. just like the story of like, you know, how he started, what his childhood was like.
Right.
Like,
you could have him, you get a Parcells yelling at him.
All that, all the way up until.
Oh, it'd be great.
Wouldn't you kind of, for the drama, want like an Antonio Brown movie? It would be more about things really going on off the field, but I think that
no, because he's
NC-17.
Yeah, but he's not. He's like a big enough star, but he's not a big enough superstar of where you'd be like, why would you be making a movie about him?
I just think you can't like making a movie over somebody that is great and is the best of all time is one thing, but making a movie about somebody who's fallen off, like a Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
But there's not enough like the Hernandez, I see what they're doing because, you know, he was convicted of what, 3 murders or 1 murder and he was on trial for 2 more.
Yeah.
With Antonio Brown, he's had issues, but what's the real...
There's not really enough there.
Yeah. Like the same with Johnny Manziel.
Great point in the Twitch chat and on the text line. James Caan, Billy D. Williams, Brian Song.
Oh, yeah.
Rest my case.
That was a good one.
James Caan, great Brian Piccolo.
Yeah.
What about Sean Austin as Rudy?
Oh, yeah. That was was that a real life thing? Was Rudy real?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Oh, was he? Okay. Yeah. But I guess maybe you didn't know him. Like, you didn't know, like, you knew the Brian Piccolo story. Like, we all knew who Gale Sayers became, right? You know what I mean? Like, Rudy is, I don't know, maybe if Rudy became a great NFL star.
Yeah. Topical one on the Subaru of New England text line, Curtis. Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig in Pride of the Yankees.
That was actually going to be my one, but I thought Courtney was going to take it.
There was another one I saw. Who's the one that hit the Roger Maris? Wasn't he the Yankees with the home runs? 61?
61, yeah.
Despite all the criticism and the drama that has come years later, Blindside is a phenomenal movie
that is a good movie.
Based on facts, maybe.
Well, there could be. What about a Caitlin Clark film?
Still early.
Too early?
Yeah, like if she goes down to one of the greatest female WNBA players, I think then you have... There's a great movie to be made there of all the stuff that went on off the court, and just all those type of things.
What about Steinbrenner? Like, of that, you know, the fighting with the manager and the firings. And
well, he's on Seinfeld, so, there's not been there's TV series about him. But, no, that would be a good character. Jerry Jones would be another one. Like, I think so, Courtney, so, like, what I'm saying is when I see the person, I think it needs to be, like, the like this massive Brady Jordan we saw, like just massive.
You could do like a Manning Brady. That would be pretty good.
Jerry Jones recommends you watch his film on an 8.5-inch screen.
Jeez.
B. Doyle, 44, good point. I, Tanya, great movie.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Tanya.
That is true.
There you go. Yep.
That's so interesting. Back in the day, we were interested in the Lillehammer Olympics. How times have changed.
What about a Larry Bird feature film? Surprise, there hasn't been one done.
You could do a Larry Magic thing. I know they did Showtime.
Yeah, they did.
Which was a TV series. So I guess it seems like a lot of these things are now going to series, like, you know, limited edition TV series where rather than feature films. So
I would watch the LeBron one, given the new information that may be coming out.
Yeah, that is kind of hints.
De Niro, several texters point out De Niro was great as Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull.
Yep. Joe Pesci also in that movie. Great movie.
I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know if it stands the test of time, but Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino was spectacular.
Yeah. Right. Great movie.
And then who played, was it Mark Wahlberg who did Mickey Ward?
I thought you were going to talk about
Mark
Wahlberg as the dude who walked on and played for the Eagles.
Oh, Invincible?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
That is actually a pretty good movie.
I'm an extra in The Fighter.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, really? Coffee shop scene after he breaks his hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
I was thinking about The Fighter, but Invincible is good, too.
What? I spent a whole day on set. It was actually it was informative.
I was laughing at Greg's excellent.
Speaking lines?
Great. No, they gave it to me one in the beginning and then took it away.
We have your line, actually, from the film when you're the extra in the coffee shop, correct?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan.
Well delivered.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Queen. By the way, you see the steady stream of compliments on whatever you've done with your hair?
Yeah, they're all saying it's like looking thicker and stuff. I think my medication for the thyroid issue I have has kicked in because I was losing a lot of hair.
Oh.
That was a reason why I knew that something was up, and my hair has grown back.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get extensions in there?
No, nothing. It's all me now.
It's grown long.
I know.
Compliment after compliment after compliment.
Thank you.
On the Twitch chat and on the text line.
Thank you.
So you won't be cutting it then at this year?
No, I will not be cutting it. It's taken a year and a half to fully grow back.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk with Gerard Mayo coming up in just about 10 minutes on a Mayo Monday. Here is Courtney now with what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-1 and then 9-3 in a doubleheader yesterday. Tristan Cassis, the main headline of this one. Cassis homered in his first three at-bats in the first game of the day. The boys are on the road now, taking on the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. A lot of upsets yesterday in the NFL. While the Chiefs held on for a 22-17 win over the Falcons, the Niners fell to the Rams 27-24. The Ravens hang on to get their first win of the season over the Cowboys. They almost let that one go after being up 28-6 going into the fourth. They only win it 28-25. And the Raiders fell to the Panthers 36-22. Hell of a presser after by Antonio Pierce.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Did you see the video of former New England Patriot Jack Jones floating out there in relation to the quote-unquote business decisions?
No!
There is a run by, I believe it was Chuba Hubbard, and Jack Jones is just kind of jogging alongside Chuba Hubbard while his teammates are wrapping him up to try to tackle him, and he has zero intention of attempting to tackle him.
Is his middle name Ass?
Might be.
Jackass.
Remember all the like gleeful Raider fans who are like, idiot Patriots, Jack Jones is dominating. Yeah, he is a failure in the NFL and will be.
College games important to the show. Early bye week for Georgia, but Boston College pulls out a win for the Red Bandana game at a rainy alumni stadium. 23-19, the final against Michigan State. And UMass got their first win of the season, Wigs, against CCSU.
Good job, Don Brown. Let's go. Let's get back on track.
And if you're in the Seaport right now, and Greg, for you, when you're heading home, big accident that happened in the early mornings hours this morning. One dead, one is severely injured. So they're investigating what happened there.
So traffic problems.
Yeah, right between Echelon and the old NEMA, that street.
All right.
And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I have one movie idea, Greg.
Yes.
Vince Young and his ability to blow $30 million at the Cheesecake Factory. That would be one of the all-time greats.
It is Tyson with $300 million he blew.
Well, I mean, but $30 million bucks at the Cheesecake Factory?
That is pretty. Hey, somebody likes that chicken. I told you, that chicken fa-fala.
Yeah, they have a big menu, too, if you just order a ton.
Right. Yeah. It is hitting. 61 degrees and cloudy afternoon, high 65.
That is the Mayo walk-up as chosen by you for Mayo Mondays, and we are awaiting the walk-up. The walk-up to the phone this week. Wiggy, we're here in the studio this week, not at Gillette.
I was not at Gillette. Were.
How were things at Gillette at 5 o'clock this morning?
Pretty quiet.
Good? Quiet?
Yeah, oh, quiet on the scene.
Nice.
You know,
I had a little scenic view of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as you made your way out there and then raced back here, made it for the start of the show.
Well, so. It was quiet. You know, there was no I didn't get any whispered or any no sources out there of potentially.
Good. Courtney, you know those nightmares where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I missed class?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that, Wiggy, with the NFL? Like, do you like wake up like, oh my God, am I late for a meeting? Is that part of what drove you to the Gillette Stadium?
No. For some reason, every Monday, I think we're at Gillette because we've been there for so long. And
well, we'll be back there next week.
Yeah.
I think.
And unless I get a text Sunday night, I'm like.
Although, I don't know what's going to happen next week because they're going to be late getting back when it comes to.
Yeah,
the
I bet
West
you were
Coast.
Here.
Probably be here next
week.
Oh,
okay. All right. Well, I'll make sure that Sunday I will send a text Sunday night.
finding out where
whether or not we're in Gillette. Yes.
Shots fired to Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how that goes, Curtis. Sometimes we're supposed to do things, and then last minute's a switch up, so...
Yep. You know. Communications are major, not our policy.
That's it.
I don't even have the dreams about missing a class. I have these recurring dreams where I've forgotten that I was signed up for a class for an entire semester. And it's like the last...
You have them now?
Oh, my God. I have them so often. And it's me trying to go find a teacher to say, I forgot about this. I can't fail this class. What do I do?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have them a lot.
That's interesting that because you're no longer in college.
Right. Correct.
Oh, I still have that all the time.
You
yeah.
do?
Oh, yeah.
I
missed the ad drop period or like oh. I got, I, oh yeah.
See, definitely. I don't have missing. I always have dreams that I'm still playing like in the NFL and I wake up like, oh damn, am I still playing? But then I realize,
I still got it.
No, like I had a dream not, the, you know, the other night playing with Brady. And I'm like, I'm always having dreams about, like, I'm still playing in the league, but...
I'll say it, Greg, I have dreams about playing with Brady, too.
Well, Curtis, he's coming along. He's doing better, so I think he's going to stick with this career for a while.
37 million reasons why he would.
It's this year and he's done. That's it.
Oh, you think so?
Because he'll be the owner next year, and that's what he wants to do.
Okay.
That's why Greg Olson's still with Fox. He'll go back to the one chair next
really?
Year.
You think it's only one season?
Wow.
I never thought he'd do it, so, you know, don't take me at my word, but I believe that that's the case.
Huh. All right. Well, Gerard Mayo is brought to you this week by Northeast Men's Health, the experts when it comes to treating the sexual health issues of men, with 5 New England offices, or... at northeastmenshealth.com, by Land Rover of Norwood, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. And here he is, Gerard Mayo. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I saw Wiggy walking up this morning. Where are you? Are you guys in the studio or not? If you guys are in studio, I'll walk down there.
No, we're in Brighton. Wiggy did not pay attention to his to his coach here at the radio station. Let me ask you.
99 and 1.
A guy doesn't listen to his coach and goes to the wrong location for practice, I'm assuming that he would be sat or something like that. Am I right about that?
Hey, man, I live that life. Just got to get the one back with the group, so it's all good.
I was showing up for maybe a walk-on tryout. No one was there, though.
I know you had a meeting with the guys. Anything important that you need to announce on this show as a result of that or no?
Not at all. You know, we have normal squad meetings almost every day. And so today, you know, it's a bonus day for us and kind of went through some corrections from the last game and put some things into perspective, you know, that it's early in the season and, you know, we're still trying to figure this thing out, you know, as a coaching staff, as players. And, you know, we'll get better. When we talk about the North Star, we just got to get better every single week. And, you know, Thursday night obviously wasn't reflective of the things that we talked about. So, you know, I also took them through – you know, some of the storylines around the league that started back in the spring. Super Bowl contenders are this you know, the Steelers, they went 0-2 in the preseason. Everyone, or 0-whatever in the preseason, and everyone was panicking. You guys are sitting there at 3-0. And so, look, it's the NFL, and, you know, any given Sunday, you know, teams can go out there and perform and win a game, and we just need more consistency across the board.
Now that you've had some time to digest and reflect and watch film, Is Thursday night still as ugly as it looked in real time, or are you able to take some positives out of that?
I'll be honest. Look, Thursday was a very ugly day and ugly game. You know, one thing we always hang our hat on is being able to control the line of scrimmage, and you guys have heard me say it time and time again, couldn't do that. We just, you know, going back to the Wiggy thing with the 99-1 or the 10-1, you got 10 guys out there doing the right thing. If one guy doesn't do the right thing, then it's a bad play and it can cost you. And that's, you know, that's the, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball to tell guys when, you know, when it's going to be a huge play, and I just don't have it. It's important that we maintain our focus every single play.
Gerard, one of the things that you talked about was wanting to, you know, just push the ball downfield, maybe taking advantage of that, you know, 15 to 20 yard, you know, football area where you can get involved in the passing game there. You guys average 1.8 yards per pass. What do you think you have to do differently to get this passing game going, especially to that intermediate, mediate, and, you know, deeper shots down the field?
Yeah, we tried to get to the play-action game because we have been running the ball so effectively. And so, you know, we tried to get into that intermediate through the play-action games. It just didn't work out. We couldn't protect the quarterback, you know, whether we're talking about boot plays or play-action or anything like that. And, you know, it was a struggle all game. And the more I learn about this team and our identity, the more, you know, you sit there and say, we have to control the clock. We have to control the ball and the line of scrimmage, and that's through running the ball. Now, in saying that, we have to be able to throw the ball, you know, off of those run plays and give teams, you know, keep teams off balance.
Gerard, well, I'm sure you don't want.
I will say this. Like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just focus on the offense. Like, what happened against the Jets? I mean, it was all three phases. It was coaching as well. And, you know, I'm the first one to raise my hand and take responsibility for the team that we put out there on Thursday night.
Well, I'm sure you don't want it. I'm sure you can learn a lot about the guys that you do have on your team after a loss like that. Standing here today, what have you learned about them?
Well, it's still early, so we practice later on today. And, you know, my message to the team once again is, you know, win, lose, or draw, we have to turn the page and we have to play better football. And that's kind of what we talked about this morning. You know, we could have easily, you know, I shouldn't say easily, but, you know, the Seattle game, that could have been another win. And, you know, sitting here at 2-1, I think people feel a lot better, but that's not the case. And we can't go back and replay that game. It's about looking forward. And today it's really all about NEP. It's about the Patriots and it has nothing to do with anyone else. It's about things that continue to show up on film that cost us. And that's what we're going to focus on today before we get into the next game.
Gerard, immediately following the Thursday night game, you said that everybody is going to be evaluated individually and that you hadn't spoken with the coaching staff yet related to the quarterback. And then Friday morning on the Zoom call, you said you're 100% behind Jacoby. What shifted from the end of that game Thursday night and then the next morning where you were much more assertive in discussing the quarterback position?
Well, no, that's a great question. Like, I couldn't sleep, and so I watched all the film, all three phases, you know, through the wee hours of the morning. And after watching the film, I still feel that Jacoby gives us the best chance to win football games, and we're 100% behind that decision.
Now,
what did you see from Drake May, though? You got to see, you know, his first regular season NFL action, 4 minutes there. What did you see, and what did you like and not like?
No, I would say first, you know, the one thing I liked was just the toughness. You know, he took a couple hits when he was in there. He also made some plays with his feet, which I thought was very encouraging. And just like, you know, on the other side, just like any other, you know, rookie quarterback or a quarterback without a lot of experience, there were times, you know, you see him looking at the rush, and that's a natural thing, and he just has to get over that hump, and that comes with more playing time.
And when you talk about, because you had said that, you know, it's always a competition, everybody's competing, even though you're at the point right now and you say, all right, Jacoby gives us the best chance to win this week, is it still something that where you're going to see, you know, Drake getting opportunities in practice, and is it still really a week-to-week
100%.
Thing with Jacoby Brissett?
I would say, look, Jacoby's our quarterback. I don't want to really deal with the hypotheticals, mm-hmm. but I will say, yeah, every position, it is a competition, and once again, I just think that Jacoby gives us our best chance.
Can you evaluate?
And that's the balance. So that's the balance. And yeah, the next question you're going to ask, can you, you know, have a true evaluation of Drake if he's not getting the, let's say, 50-50 split? And I think we can. And once again, because he's not out there, you know, all the time with the ones, he is, you know, getting a lot of reps out there on the field, and we'll evaluate those reps.
Well, I was going to say, can you get
whether it's the showtime or anything like that? But go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, can you get a true evaluation of the two of them with the offensive line the way it is currently constructed?
You know, I would say it's tough. It's tough at this point in saying that. You know, when you look at our team, you know, these guys, the offensive line, you know, we struggled a little bit in protection. I would say, you know, going back to the Seattle game, the first half protection was a lot better than the second half protection. So even with that, you know, with those moving pieces, we're still trying to figure out, all right, who are the best five to protect the quarterback, and then we'll go from there.
I'm an overthinker, so I've been asking this question a lot, but you know Drake better than anybody else. Does it worry you at all that he may overthink the 4 minutes that he had in game action if he doesn't see the field again for quite some time?
It doesn't worry me. You know, he's one of these guys that, you know, he comes in here with good energy every day, and he's going to take full advantage of every rep that he gets. This guy just loves football, and I can appreciate that.
Gerard, in the week leading up to the Thursday night game, or the 2 to 3 days from Sunday to Thursday, Pop Douglas made his feelings known that he was unhappy with the number of touches he had in the first two games. Any concern that you reward the behavior of a player speaking out about their involvement with an immediate sign in the next game of getting him the ball right away?
One thing I would say is, you know, I can appreciate all the players that, you know, have the ability to touch the football, the receivers, the backs, whoever it is, wanting to have the ball in their hand. I definitely appreciate, even when those guys are frustrated, I understand that. And now in saying that, we have to do what's best for the whole. And that's a game plan week by week situation, and we'll see how it is going forward.
Gerard, you played the game, I played the game. And when you talk about the offensive line struggles, what is it that you're seeing on film that is creating these issues? Are guys not winning their one-on-one battles because, A, they're just not good enough, or because it's poor technique, or they bring in more that you can block, or they're not able to pick up, you know, whether it's twist or games? What is the issue that is giving your O-line so many problems, especially in pass protection?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that in pass protection, because in the run game, it's totally different. I would say in pass pro, I think the fundamental issue is that we all just have to be on the same page and see the front through the same set of goggles, and we're still trying to work through that. So it's not one particular person on every snap. It's one here, one there, and that's always difficult to get straightened out. But that's our job. That's my job, and that's a challenge or an opportunity that we look forward to correcting.
Kraft was on the field before the game and said that he had picked you as the next head coach 5 years ago. Was that news to you, or were you on the same page 5 years ago?
I wasn't on the same page 5 years ago, so he kept that one close to the vest.
Time now for the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store and add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Drake May said he hung around at the end of that game so he could speak to the GOAT, meaning Aaron Rodgers. Have you given him a little bit of a New England Patriot history lesson as to who the GOAT is?
You know, we all have our favorite players growing up. You know, growing up for me, you know, Lawrence Taylor was my favorite player. Bo Jackson was my favorite player. I really didn't have a favorite player on New England until I got here.
Who was it when you got here? Was it Tip?
Chip, I'm not that old. You think I'm as old as you?
Well, I'm saying
Chip,
when you got here, Willie Mack?
Tip had got inducted into the Hall of Fame at that point in time. I was a big Brewski, you know, okay. Brady, Randy Moss fan. So.
I was a big Ben Coates fan. So
who was the guy, Gerard, when you first entered that locker room on a team that had just come 2 minutes away from a perfect season? Who was the guy, if there was one, that you got starstruck by?
No, I wasn't on that team. Remember, I came the year after.
Right, when you came in 08.
Yeah, so I came in 08, and I'm like, you know, just like a silly rookie. I was like, well, I might be the missing piece for that one game. But, you know, first game, that was the Brady game. I was like, oh, shoot. But we still had a good team, won a bunch of games that year. And I wouldn't say I was so much starstruck by anyone, but I was very appreciative of the defensive line with Vince Wilfork, you know, Ty Warren, Richard Seymour, and, you know, being able to play with those guys.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to work and get ready to head out and head to the West Coast, and we appreciate you taking the time. As always, Gerard Mayo.
I appreciate it. Is Wiggy going to drive out over there, or
he's actually going to drive to? He's going to drive to San Francisco.
that's he's going to miss the flight. Oh, I missed the flight.
All right, guys, take care. Got a spot for me? I'll jump on the team plane. Just let me get a check.
I mean, no doubt. I'm hoping that we'll be with you. I don't know what I assume that you'll be right in there bright and early Monday morning, even after coming back from the West Coast. So maybe we'll be with you.
Whatever you guys need.
Okay.
I'll just stay awake.
All right, Coach. All right.
Take care.
All right. There he is. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And we'll see if anybody got any nuggets from Jerod Mayo when we come right back. Well, happy birthday, and I have never felt older than the fact that it is the 75th birthday of Bruce Springsteen today. 75. Adam Jones is here.
Yes.
75. That makes me feel so old. I skipped high school to go wait in line to get tickets to see Bruce Springsteen at the Worcester Centrum, and I got detention for it.
Still going strong, though.
Yeah, still looks good.
He does.
A young 75.
A young 75. Well, any nuggets from Mayo, Adam Jones?
I'm going to tell you, not much. I mean, I feel like you guys pressed him a little bit about a variety of things. You know, Pop Douglas, the quarterback stuff. I feel like he seems a little, I guess my only takeaway would be, he still seems a little too happy with how things are going for a team that's 1-2. Like, you guys hear Antonio Pierce? Did you play any of Antonio Pierce after the game where he's like, oh, we got guys out there making business decisions. We're going to make business decisions, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a little bit more edge and frustration, I guess, from a coach who just got embarrassed on national TV. They got embarrassed.
I'm not a head coach in the NFL, so I guess I don't know. I don't understand how you can say that Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance to win. I don't understand that.
And then it'd still be a competition week in and week out where, well, he gives us the best chance to win this week, but we'll see what happens next week. I'm just like, what? And then it's almost like I wanted a follow-up was like, okay, what does he do better that you say he gives you the best chance than Drake May when you're not asking Jacoby Brissett to do much?
Well, look, I wouldn't wish rewatching that tape on my worst enemy, but I guess that's what he did. He went back and saw more in the tape.
He wants Drake May to be the star.
I mean,
it's clear as day. He says something, like he said after the game.
And then he gets walked back.
He gets walked back.
Fair enough.
Or he catches himself. Isn't that what's going on?
It could be.
That's got to be what's going on there.
It sounds like he's relaying what he's been told to relay.
Fair.
That, and when he just speaks from the heart and it's unscripted, that's when we get a little bit more information of maybe how he feels.
Yeah, and so if he's being told to walk it back, that's fine. And I would want to start Drake May, too. I actually don't think this is a bad spot. I heard you guys talking about some of this today. Like, I don't think it's a bad... The Niners haven't been good.
Right.
Niners haven't been good at all. So I don't think it's that bad of a spot to drop in May. You have 10 days to do it. So I would do it, but I'm obviously wrong. They're not going to do it.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing I always... And I'm looking at... And I'm starting to think... And I don't know how Mayo feels. It's just my own opinion. I would feel a certain way. I don't know how good I feel about the Elliott Wolf hiring.
Because I would feel bad about that now.
I feel like... It's just from where I'm sitting and watching things on, I feel like he inserts himself into depth chart decisions that should be made by the head coach and the staff on who should start, who should play. Like, I mean, I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Like, if Mayo thinks that, okay, Drake May is the better player, then it should be up to Mayo. Then start him. It shouldn't be, well, Elliott Wolf going, listen, Jerod, I know we'd like to start him.
Well, we have the plan. Whose plan do you think it was?
I think it was Elliott
Wolf's plan.
Right, and that's
plan. I mean, that's what the plan. We'll wait as long as we can on Drake May, I guess. I don't know why.
How long do you wait? Like, what? I would love to.
The reason Jerod Mayo has this job is because, unlike his predecessor, he can be malleable and do what he's told. This is not his decision. He would absolutely play Drake May. My guess is the roster wants to play Drake May, but the guy, Elliott Wolf, is terrified of his third pick overall looking bad behind an offensive line that he failed to put together.
Yeah, he doesn't want to look like, I guess, how we thought Carolina might look, benching Bryce Young, but then they won. You know, right, so right. Like, maybe there's a benefit to sitting your quarterback and playing the better guy, because Darnold is the better guy there. We think Drake May is the better guy here. But
you mean Dalton?
I'm sorry, Dalton, not Darnold. You're right, Andy Dalton. I think there is a little bit of self-preservation going on there, where it's like, if we play my guy and he stinks, people are questioning my roster and questioning my decisions. It's a bad roster. But if you hit on the quarterback, we'll all forgive it. If the quarterback looks like he can't play, then the clock starts.
But so then you're
going to
throw him out there next year as the starter, and he's going to stink.
I'm just saying for Wolf, the clock starts. But now it's like, now we really look at his job.
But doesn't he know now, doesn't it almost benefit Wolf to play him? Because then he goes, okay, here's exactly what I need to do to put around him for next year for him to be better.
It could.
Right? Because you didn't do that. The problem in Carolina is they didn't do that for Bryce Young. They basically pulled the plug on
Young.
No. Who was the head coach initially?
Oh, Frank Reich.
Frank Reich. They pulled the plug on him after 11 games. Then you bring in a new coach, a new system, and then after, two games, you say, all right, we're pulling the plug on Bryce Young. It would be more beneficial to Drake May and Elliott Wolf for him to play him, and if he goes, okay, he struggles here, we need to go after a free agent offensive tackle in free agency. We need to go after this guy. We need to be a big player in Jamar Chase. Like, he would be able to have all those things because he could see what type of talent he's working with Drake May, rather than waiting and going, all right, now we're throwing him in next year. He's still going to be technically a rookie with no experience underneath his belt. That's why, at least I'll say this, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams, no matter how they're playing, at least they're getting real experience, real live flying bullets out there, and next year they should be better off for it, or at least you'll have a better understanding as a coaching staff
of what you have.
And
you may wait a year to figure out what you have in Drake May.
Bingo.
Maybe. All right, what are you guys doing today?
We have a Patriots Monday, so we'll talk to Hunter Henry. We'll talk to Christian Gonzalez. Interesting story from Baker Mayfield about Tom Brady, his final year in Tampa, which we'll get to as well. I do want to say this before we're done the crossover. Apparently, my relationship with my wife still has a long way to go because she doesn't pick out my outfits for me.
Yeah.
She buys all my stuff.
It's pretty amazing.
She buys everything. I don't buy anything.
I mean, every single day,
I need my outfit laid out.
Courtney's dad has an outfit laid out for him every single day.
He looks great.
That's G status
right
there.
Looks great.
Right?
And Cole picks it all out.
I would love that. Yeah.
She buys G-status. All the clothes. Well, at least your wife buys all the clothes.
She buys everything.
So then she knows whatever you're putting on your body is going to look good.
Yeah, well, debatable, but she should lay it out. She should lay it out. That's the next level my relationship needs to get to. Yeah.
You can dream of relationship goals. Thank you. That's what you
exactly.
Greg has more of a caretaker relationship.
Do you think? Let me ask you this: since we're talking about football, do you think Bill Belichick had to get rid of all his hoodies? Probably not.
No,
probably not to make closet room. I don't think he had to.
Million closets. I think you're good.
So he probably has a lot of closet space. I think
he's a man.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6:00. Thank you for your patronage.